My psychic senses are telling me that you are spiritually curious. I'm just kidding. If you found your way here, most likely you are interested or curious about energy, the secrets of the universe, the magic of the unseen. There's a lot of conflicting information out there about how to tune into energy beings properly, how to build your intuition, how to cleanse things, yada, yada, yada. I know how overwhelming it can be, so I created a one-stop shop for all of your spiritually curious, psychic expansive, self-care needs where you can build your own spiritual practice with guidance, tools, and a safe place to explore your curiosities and connect to your intuition. There's a ton of crash courses covering topics ranging from meeting your spirit guides to trance channeling to manifesting. You get distance Reiki healings for a wide range of needs, such as moving through discomfort or support stepping into a new chapter or even help calling in creativity. Subscribers get 15% off all full price services, a monthly group Zoom hangout where the weird is our normal. There are exclusive channeling videos, expansive conversations, guided meditations, movement meditations, weekly reflections, intuitive practices, this podcast, ad-free and as a video, and so much more. New content is uploaded every week, so there's constantly new stuff for you to learn from, digest, and various practices to keep you grounded in your body. And all of this, might I add, is only $7 per month. So if you're ready to align to your best self and show up as your inner being, a priceless investment in yourself, you can head over to channelwithamber.com/subscribe to give it a peek. I'll see you over there. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Diary of a Psychic Medium with Amber Amrine. With me, Amber Amrine. It's been a while, guys. I'm so happy to be back. Today we are going to be talking about how to break out of the matrix, really break through boundaries that have been holding you back, allow you to feel like you're actually the driver in your journey rather than just kind of being at the mercy of your environment. Here we go. Hey guys, it's been so long. How's it going? Just FYI, I accidentally started my dishwasher fairly recently, so that'll be going on in the background. All right, my gosh, I don't even remember the last time I was on here. I know subscribers, you guys see me so often, but everybody else, I mean, I feel like it's been, so much has happened. Let's see. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I did this, but to give some sort of update, this past August, I tore my meniscus. I got surgery in September. I couldn't walk on my leg for a month. That means I couldn't dance. For those that are new here, I'm also a professional dancer. So I couldn't dance. I couldn't walk. I could slowly start building up strength. During this process, my boyfriend and I moved. And then a week later, we opened up a oddity shop and like spooky cafe in Burbank. This past February, so last month, we decided to close the doors in Burbank and are relocating in Santa Monica just because there are better opportunities for us out there. And I've got to say, I have learned more and have been exposed to more these past 7 months or so than I have my whole life. I literally feel like in the matrix, taking the red pill or blue pill kind of thing, I feel like I have officially taken the red pill. I think that's the one that wakes you up. And there's no going back. And the way that I view and interact with the world is vastly different. So I wanted to kick us off with a conversation, just kind of sharing ways for you to break out of the trance that is this world. So here we go. So I've got 9 little points for us. This first one is stop appeasing authority. There is a very small percentage of people that become self-made millionaires, billionaires, really pursue and are successful with their little passion projects or side businesses, whatever. There's a very small percentage. In order to be in that small percentage, you need to make your own rules. The rules are there for us to follow and just blindly trust larger organizations or groups of people that don't give a fuck, that just want us to listen to them. The rules are not made for you to flourish. They are made for you to follow and be subservient. Since we are a child, we are taught what is right and what is wrong. And this can be a cultural thing or a religious thing, certain foods or certain items being a little bit more like taboo or bad and other things being more acceptable. Every single thing that we engage with, especially from a small age when we haven't had time and experience to really play with stuff, is all pre-programmed for us. As we start to get older and we start kind of pushing our boundaries, expanding our community, what is right and wrong begins to shift and mold. And it's like, oh, this actually isn't bad. Or if we're told by a friend, hey, that person sucks. And it's like, no, they're actually wonderful. There was just a misunderstanding. We broaden our horizons. We start to understand the perspectives of different groups and people and such to then begin building what we most resonate with and whatnot. But all in all, right and wrong are all illusions. Source energy is pure love. That's it. Nothing else is real. Nothing else matters. Obviously, you want to embody pure love, so you will want to have like morals, you know, and not do anything to harm other people and do things for the greatest good of all. But as long as you are doing that, like everything else is up in the air. It does not, literally does not matter. You can ask different people from different parts of the world how they feel about something and they can have opposite answers. It doesn't matter. That thing is still a thing and it is still an embodiment of love. You know what I'm saying? It does not matter. So don't be afraid to break social norms, to break rules, to push against boundaries or walls that were placed before you previously. If you want to stand out, you have to go against the norm. You have to break those rules. You have to break those social norms. You have to. There is no way around that. You cannot keep yourself stifled down by following blindly and expect yourself to like push out of it. You have to confront the rules and break out of them. Whatever those rules are for you that you feel are limiting. When I was growing up, I would get really frustrated because I felt like no matter what I did, I was just not present in my body, in the space. Like, I just felt like I wasn't fully in the driver's seat or wasn't fully embodying my soul. There was a part of me that always felt like it was holding back, and I didn't know what it was or why. It was a serious, deep sense of frustration for a very long time. And as I got older, I started to realize that the thing holding me back was essentially fear as to how I was being perceived. I had a very strong people-pleaser mentality. So for me, that was my big issue, boundary wall, you know, that I didn't feel comfortable passing and would have ultimately been like my biggest downfall. I didn't want to be too loud. I didn't want to annoy people. I didn't want to bother people. I didn't want to be rejected. It was kind of all revolving around rejection and abandonment because I have abandonment issues. And it was just everything I did with people, no matter how much I tried to be myself, I was always scared of doing something too much that would result in rejection. So I was essentially abandoning myself in trying to prevent other people from abandoning me, which is obviously silly, and that's not how that works. And you need to accept yourself, and then you will be accepted by others. I want to say about 4 or 5 years ago, took this dance workshop. It was this intensive. It was like 4 or 5 days, 4 hours per day. And I told myself that after this workshop, I was going to come back a changed person, because while I felt like I, for the most part, pushed out of that weird boundary, especially in dance, I didn't know how to dance authentically or really like put myself in the movement. I kind of did, but when you look at certain artists and you see that they are fully immersed in who they are, like they have a very specific signature, I didn't know how to surrender myself so much into that because I felt like I was still trying to appease what was expected of me rather than just fully saying, fuck it, I'm an artist, this is who I am, let me go. So in each exercise, because it was a safe space that was established, I made myself go way overboard, way too extra in the exercises so that I knew how far I could go. And it was very uncomfortable, and it felt very awkward and was a little bit messy, but that was the whole point of that, you know? And I feel like having those opportunities to allow yourself to just be too much and go too far and overstep what you originally had set as the boundary really allows you to have better command of how far you are able to go and where that nice balance is for you personally. It's like with exercising, you know, you never know how strong you are unless you like allow yourself to push your limits. And then once you push your limits, you have a better understanding of your capabilities, and then you can like better figure out how you want to utilize that. But you have to have spaces or just give yourself permission or some time or moment or experience to push it. And this could be in making content. This could be in going to some random like class in a different city where nobody knows you and you could just make a fool out of yourself and nobody cares, you know? Whatever it is, just give yourself time to do something weird. And we'll talk about this more later. I'm kind of jumping the gun, but put a bookmark there. The second thing is to identify feelings and fears as you feel them. So if you have a very specific vision of what you want to do, or even in your day-to-day, if you start feeling anxious that you're doing too much or going too far, or even with this like rule thing, because I had an obsession with following the rules. So if it's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get punished at this really intense punishment thing, and in kind of combating this sense of breaking the rules, and it could be something as simple as like, I don't know, something stupid. Like, I can't park here if I don't pay the meter, but I just need to park here just for a second. But in my head, it was like, oh no, it's wrong. Like, the city is going to lose out on my 5 cents. And like, you know, it's a stupid thing. So if in pushing yourself, you start to have some sort of feeling, anxiety, fear, whatever, any kind of emotion come up, sit with it and address it. Do not fight it. Do not run from it. Literally just like feel it. What is it saying? What is the root of this issue? Is it scared of going to jail? Is it scared of starving? Is it scared of being rejected? Is it scared of being judged? Is it feeling vulnerable? What is it? What is going on? And when you are able to find the perfect word to describe the emotion that you are feeling, it completely just dissipates. And I'm not sure why that happens. It's very magical. I don't know what it is. But when you are able to find that perfect word, you're no longer butting heads with it and going against your gut and letting it kind of take you on a ride. Rather, you are in the driver's seat with your emotions in the passenger seat instead of your emotions being the driver. If the emotion is connected to a very specific situation that you haven't processed yet, go back to the story. What story are you telling yourself, or what happened? Make sure you don't personalize it and rewrite the story. So for example, a lot of my stuff with rules, again, it's like I was hypersensitive with rule following. So with something like, I'm parked here, I'm going to be on my phone, I'm not going to pay the meter, but I should. Shouldn't I? I don't know. I don't want to get punished. It's this sense of like, I'm going to go to jail and it's going to be this whole thing. Okay, so with something like that, if I go back into my body, the main root of fear is just being punished. Maybe that specific scenario when I was a kid, there was something that had happened where there was like a sign that said, don't stand here and I stood there and they called my parents and I got in trouble or something like that. Already, just in kind of making some sort of dotted line connection to my past, the energy has already subsided. But if it hasn't and there's still some lingering fear there, then I'll be like, okay, there was a sign. I was standing there. This person was following their own rules that their supervisors had told them to do. It's like 1 + 1 = 2. There was a sign. I disobeyed. They called my parents. Cool. It doesn't matter. If I asked my mom, she wouldn't remember. Literally doesn't matter. Who cares? It does nothing to do with me. Somebody else could have been in that position and the same thing would have happened. It's just 1 + 1 = 2, you know? So don't personalize it. Observe the mathematic equation behind it. Let it go. And then keep moving forward. The third thing, identify your emotional needs. There is a concept called love languages that is very popular nowadays. So identify your love languages. Do you like physical touch? Do you like words of affirmation? Do you like gifts? Do you like quality time? How do you like receiving love? How do you like expressing love? This will kind of, I mean, granted, that's specific to relationships, but you can utilize that to better understand what you as a person require in order to feel safe and comfortable. When your emotional needs are met, it's a lot easier to move through fear dialogues because you feel safe. You are reestablishing that, like, hey, I'm safe. Things are okay. Let's work through this together and let's move forward. Let's flourish instead of, you know, just staying isolated by fear. With me personally, if I start feeling uncomfortable, I have a little stuffed animal that I hug. My boyfriend and I just got cats, so now I've got little cats to hold. Maybe I'll talk to him or I'll call up a friend. Maybe I'll go on a walk. It kind of depends on what my needs are. Maybe I'll dance, but I have little things that I know work for me, and when I need them, I will revert back to them, or I will go to them. I will seek them out to allow myself to feel safe and secure physically so that I can kind of mentally parse through everything and then move forward. That being said, number 4, take mindful breaks. You don't want to run yourself or wear yourself out going too far and then take a break. You want a nice balance in order to allow yourself to remain in the driver's seat. For me personally, in the mornings I do yoga. I go on a walk once a day. If I don't have time for a walk one day, totally fine. We skip a day, it's okay. But because I do it so regularly, it's not make or break if I don't do it, and I have it like, I have a regular mindful break schedule enough that I feel in control of myself and my environment, tuned into who I am, how I'm feeling, what my heart wants, how I'm engaging with my environment, how I'm remaining present and, like, you know, actively participating, that it's not a big deal. So it's really important that you give yourself time to just be quiet and converse with yourself. Feel yourself. If you want to dance or meditate or just lay down or just sit in the car or drive, even if you have 5 minutes and it's just literally like sitting in the car before you go inside, having little tidbits of those to just be you is completely important. When you are breaking out of the matrix and trying to reestablish who you are and what your capabilities are, you need to remain connected with your heart. Your heart is leading the way, so you need to allow yourself time to tune into its frequency. Number 5 is to fail. Don't be afraid of failure. Failure doesn't exist. It is not real. It is a thing that we are taught. We are taught to fight it. It is usually one of people's biggest fears. How we approach failure is everything. The lady that started Spanx, I forgot what her name is, but she is the first, youngest. She is the youngest or first? I don't remember. I think she's the first self-made and youngest female billionaire. Okay, so I was listening to a podcast that was saying when she was growing up, her dad would ask her and her siblings what they had failed at that week or that day or whatever. And if they didn't have anything to say, then that was like a negative. You know, it's like, no, you should have something that you failed at, which I thought was really cool because it retrains your brain to try things. You know, it's like, who gives a fuck if you do it wrong? It's okay. You learn and grow, and then you can do it right the second time. You don't start anything. You don't start anything having all of the information and being a master at it. There's always going to be a rough period. That's just how it is. So if you can embrace that rough period and really get the most from it, that's how you quantum leap. With quantum leaps, sometimes they end in a bit of a drop. But if you can take and soak up as much as you can from that drop, it shoots you out even further. Failure is not bad. So you want to switch your brain into not seeking it out and instead seeking out lessons and opportunities for further growth and expansion. There was another podcast I was listening to that was talking about negotiation. And the guy is a professor, and he was saying that when he was in school, his professor gave him this task, and he now gives it to his students. But it's basically go out in the world and try to get 20 no's. Try to get 20 people to say no to you. Ask somebody for a free coffee. Ask somebody for their jacket or, you know, whatever. Go out in the world and try to get 20 no's from people. And he said that it's actually a lot more difficult to receive a no than you would think. There are many social norms, and it is human nature to not want to stir the pot and make things weird. So people tend to just conform with whatever requests you make, no matter how absurd. Obviously, this isn't for everything, but most of the time, that's just human nature. That's just how we have developed because we don't want to cause issues in our like immediate unit. You know, we're all trying to survive and help each other survive. So there are these like weird programs in our head that encourage us to appease strange requests just so that we don't look like we're disagreeable. So if you kind of try to play with that just to see, it's very interesting how much we conform to things without really realizing it. And once you play with something like that and try to just get out of your comfort zone and do weird things or like ask a stranger to do a cartwheel with you in a park, you know, like whatever it is, whatever absurd thing you can think of, just try to do it. And once that expectation is met, it's like, oh, this actually wasn't that bad. Nobody cared. And now this guy has got a cool story. You know, it's very freeing and very liberating to be able to move through your environment, understanding how much power you have rather than feeling like you have to appease everybody. It's a very different mind shift and it's very fascinating. So I highly recommend. Alrighty, number 6 is to practice optimism. If you don't have a skill, optimism is what keeps you going. When a company is hiring somebody and they have a choice between a skilled worker and someone that is very optimistic but a little bit less skilled, they will more often than not go with the optimistic person because when shit hits the fan and we need to like scramble, the person that has a lot of skill but is just a Debbie Downer is going to bring down everybody. It is like poison. It will bring down everybody. If you are optimistic, you are naturally more motivated, more inclined to try new things and to like get everybody on board. And it is a very powerful tool. And this also coincides with the failure thing. But anytime a problem arises, rather than feeling dragged down by it, look at the lessons, fully embrace it, fully immerse yourself in what you're doing and like the little magic of every day, like look for fairies and like, you know, just feel good. See the abundance around you. Actively state it aloud when you see something that brings you joy or see something small that grabs your attention, like thank it or, you know, share something with it. Optimism is incredibly powerful and it prevents us from when you're embarking upon a big project and trying to
allow spirit to intuitively guide you, sometimes it kind of feels like you're bumping around everywhere trying to find the open door. And if you are not optimistic, each time you bump into a wall, it's going to feel like the end of the world, and then you're going to give up, and then that's that. When that's not the point. The point is there's some stuff on this door, and there's some stuff on this door, and there's some stuff on that door that you're supposed to collect as you brush against it, because all of these things are tools that are going to lead you out through the open door. It's not meant to run you down. So if you can allow yourself to stay uplifted and stay optimistic and keep going, it's inevitable that you go through that open door and the path is just going to clear out for you. Number 7, get out of your comfort zone. When I was a teenager, whenever I was kind of feeling a little bit, I don't know, I just needed to grow, or I just needed a shift, I would write myself a letter, or I would write a description, I guess, about myself and about who I wanted to be. So about this like ideal identity. Amber is very outgoing and does this, and people view her like that, and she does this for people. You know, this is what she experiences in her day to day. Like, I just set out this like character analysis thing. I would write it down and I would read it every so often, and I would try to find people around me that were like an embodiment of certain aspects of those parts of me. So it would allow me to be very actively engaged in conversation. I would allow myself to be a little bit more intimate, a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more open in any kind of interactions I would have with people, because I would be seeking out new cool things I would want to add to my like identity tool belt, or see like, oh, that's the thing that I really want to like embody too. How do they do it? That's cool. I wonder why they embody it that way. You know, I was just very engaged in my environment, which naturally allowed me to feel more secure in my identity, which then would allow me to really pull out those aspects that I wanted to bring out in myself. I felt more free and comfortable to play upon or practice who I was and how I wanted to be received. So yeah, the letter, as well as just being very present in conversations and really like seeing the mirror and allowing myself to dive deeper into that. With the comfort zone stuff, and we've kind of been talking about this a lot, fear is false evidence appearing real. It is not rooted in anything but training and some weird experiences. But again, if you're scared of something, go back to that moment, depersonalize it, rewrite the narrative, pinpointing what lessons came out of it and how it's actually allowed you to grow and expand. Identify your emotional needs, figure out what you need to feel safe and secure, and then feel free to fail. Go through it and, you know, have fun. You know, try to find like one thing you fail at per day just for the hell of it. Really important that your body becomes acclimated to trying new things. Again, if you want to stand out, you have to go against the grain. Any kind of big artist or whatever is big because they obviously stand out, and there are things that they do that don't coincide with the like normal masses. So you have to do the same. Create your little characterization and play your character in the world, and after a while it just becomes natural and who you are. All right, number 8 is to release lack. This is a big one. And this was a serious life changer for me. So we live in a fear-based society. Everything is emphasizing lack and not having enough. We know this is false. We live in an abundant universe. It is constantly expanding. There is more than enough out there. Now, particularly with money, there's all of it just... Everything's so expensive. Inflation is happening. If you want to get a credit card or want to take out a loan, there's interest connected to it, which is even more debt, and there's all this stuff, and oh my God, how am I ever going to get out of it, and blah, blah, blah. Fuck all that. You have to spend money to make money. You have to play the game. Being exposed now to many successful business people and a lot of people with a lot of money, there is a very different way they think when comparing it to somebody that has not had access to money. People with money and people that have never had access to money have very different mindsets. People with money understand that in order to make money, you have to spend money. Obviously, you have to do so wisely so as not to just blow it all. But you have to invest. And with investment comes risks. You cannot be so concerned about the downfall of that risk that you never invest, that you always play it safe. Because again, playing safe is like with this little thing of like following the rules, being a good like law-abiding citizen and like not doing anything weird to make people uncomfortable that imprisons you in this tiny little box. In order to be who you ultimately want to be and really break out of the matrix and really take command of your life, you have to take risks. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to put yourself out there. You have to network. You have to like hold yourself a very different way. You know what I'm saying? You have to be very sure of yourself and very commanding of your environment. It's the same thing with like, go out there and get 20 no's. Ask for stuff that feels weird to ask for. Why not? Who gives a fuck? As long as you do so from a pure place, and I want to really make that clear. Obviously, you don't want psychopaths out there doing crazy things. As long as you are taking time to reconnect with yourself and your purpose, and you are doing this from a loving place of expansion, there are so many criminals out there that do a bunch of shit and get away with it. If you can fill that space with people that actually give a shit and are actually good people and actually want the best for everybody, and fill that tiny percentage of successful business people with those types of people, do you know how fucking powerful that would be? If those were the people that were guiding the whole planet, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like a bunch of fucking criminals, that would be insane. In order to get up there, you have to get out of your comfort zone and you have to shift the way you engage with your environment. When you spend money, rather than being stressed about, I don't know, oh no, I'm spending, there's all this stuff, like I have to spend all of this money on stuff, but I'm not making enough, there's not enough coming in, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Don't worry about that. You'll figure it out. If there is an opportunity that's good for networking, or it's something that really makes you feel connected to yourself, like getting your car washed, getting your hair done, getting your nails done. If it's something that really affects the way you feel in your body, it is 100% worth it. Because how you present yourself, whether we like it or not, how we present ourselves in the world matters and will affect the way people engage with us. If you are presenting as someone that's very put together and you are proposing some sort of business plan, people are going to respect you a lot more than if you look like you're a mess and like all scattered brained and like, you know what I'm saying? So if you need to do something to feel like you embody that character analysis breakdown thing that you made before, you know, do it. Put money into it. It really makes a difference. Like attracts life. If you're embodying that, then you're going to attract what that character would naturally attract. Additionally, don't worry about, I guess, giving yourself too many expenses. I think one thing that I've learned a lot is there are always ways to make more money. Always. Always. Always, always, always. Don't, like, if you're looking for an apartment, and this is, I'm speaking from experience here. If you're looking for an apartment or a specific kind of car, don't limit yourself due to fear of not making payments or not making enough to cover that. No. Give yourself higher expenses and then figure it out. Now you have the responsibility. You have literally no choice but to really stand in yourself and be like, okay, I need to make this work. Let's get to business. Let me like figure out a way to be as efficient as I can with making money. It completely shifts that fire and like forces a fire in your head. Not being comfortable or kind of feeling like you're putting a fire on under your butt a little bit when it comes to like serious necessities like that really makes a difference. So don't act out of fear. Act out of growth. Curate your life to mirror what that person that you ultimately want to be has, and then make it work. Make it work. Google it, listen to podcasts, go to talks, but then actively integrate the information that you're receiving. Go to networking events, present yourself a certain way, play a character. It's all a game. Play the fucking game, you know? Keep your intention clear, keep your heart clear, play the fucking game, get to where you want, integrate the stuff that you are receiving. If there are aspects of people that inspire you, become those aspects. Do what they did. Do the thing. Don't reinvent the wheel, especially in the beginning. If there's something that works, if there's an equation that works, an equation that many people have used to get to a certain place, follow that equation step by step. Don't try to reinvent it. That was my biggest issue, because I always was like, oh, but I want a new whatever and I want to go my own way and blah, blah, blah. When it comes to finding an efficient point A to point B, follow, and then from there you can curate it however you want. But yeah, it's very important. Release slack. Don't worry about it. Just do the thing. There is more than enough of everything out there. You will get to it. Don't let that fear control you, because that goes back to the appeasing authority. Don't allow others to tell you what you can and cannot do, because you can do whatever the fuck you want. And I'm not even kidding. Try it and you will see.
I want to clarify something real quick. So when I say play the game, what I mean is there are certain ways that successful people carry themselves. When you are looking at the people that have, I guess, are in control of the matrix or have broken out of it, or the small percentage of very wealthy people that aren't stuck in the rat race, there are very specific ways that they carry themselves and engage with their environment. Specifically, the business people tend to prioritize or want, chase after, whatever, status and power. So in order to have access to the opportunities, to the information the few percentage have, you have to present yourself as somebody that they can learn from, or they can grow from, or there's a business opportunity, whatever. You need to appear to be valuable. This is a great time to seek out that 20 no's thing. If there's a CEO of a company that you look up to, reach out to them. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? If there is a place that you know they go to often, go to that place. Act and dress like you belong there. Don't question it. People, and this kind of goes with the no thing too, if you present yourself a certain way and command your space, nobody questions it. You're the only person that will be questioning it. So if you appear to be very important and very mysterious and like you have all of this special information or whatever, people are going to believe you, you know? You just have to sell it. So go to a place that they hang out at, be there, look interesting, strike up a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gives a fuck? Just allow yourself to be one of those main players. Even if it may not be portrayed in your normal day-to-day, it doesn't matter. Play the character. Embody what it is you want. Be that person now. Make those connections with those people. Show how you're valuable. And you will network and create opportunities for yourself. It's very important. It's going to feel weird, and that's fine, but understand that if you are really sitting in your purpose, if you are really sitting in your heart space with this, this is for a greater purpose. You need to be able to fully fulfill your mission here and your soul's purpose in order to help the rest of the collective. And in order to get there faster, in order to quantum leap, you have to really embody that pure version of yourself in all aspects. Hang around the people that those people would have access to. Like, gain that information, gain that knowledge, Google it, whatever you need to do. Find any weird backdoor, it doesn't matter. You have to play the part and become the person you ultimately want to be, and everything will very effortlessly open up. So I hope that brings a little bit more clarification.
And finally, number 9, release what you think you need and seek the highest good of all. And this kind of goes with any kind of manifestation. When I manifest, so I personally, with some things, I'll do specifics, but for the most part with manifesting, and this is what I teach, I like to align with a specific word, such as success or expansion or love or peace, whatever it is. I embody that energy as purely as possible, and I let my guides and the universe show me a physical situation that best reflects that specific feeling I'm seeking. The universe operates from feeling, or that's how we directly engage with it. So keep a very specific feeling, let it work out, let it present itself however you need, because oftentimes what we think is available to us is actually a tiny little percentage of what actually is available to us. So we don't want to cut ourselves off. Keep yourself open to things that may far surpass what you could even dream for yourself. Release what you think and how you think life should run. Just embody love. When problems arise, again, understand that they are not red flags necessarily. They can be, but rather lessons to learn from, and then move on and keep going. It's just a little breadcrumb trail. Keep following the breadcrumb trail. If something is not meant for you, you will be able to tell. As long as you are being present, giving yourself those mindful breaks, staying optimistic, really looking at the lesson from stuff, you will not be repeating the same lesson multiple times. If you are fully integrating the lessons, you will take it, things will shift, and you will move forward. There is nothing more you need to do than be present, be aware, integrate, and keep going. The universe and your guides are doing the rest, literally. The space around us is a dream. It's a hologram that is being led by our internal processes. So as long as your internal processes are clear, the dream, the hologram is going to keep shifting however that best resonates with that. So keep going. I feel kind of fired up, but yeah, I have so much to say and I want to get more in detail, but I'm going to leave this here. I may approach this the same way that I did the relationships and spirituality podcast. I think I will actually, and do a second one kind of talking about my own personal experience moving through all of this stuff with like concrete examples, and just there's just been a lot going on and I just need to share it. So I will see you soon and I'll be sharing it. I'm sending you so much love, my friends. It's so good to be back. I will see you very soon. Thank you so much for listening to Diary of a Psychic Medium with me, Amber Amrine. To learn more about me, my work, and such, you can visit channelwithamber.com or follow me on Instagram at channelwithamber. A special thank you to Unicorn Heads for my theme song, A Mystical Experience. See you next time.